Unit 9. A Better World.
和谐世界。
4. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Part 1. Listen to the short conversations only once. Choose the appropriate letters, A through D, to answer each question. 1. Where do you want me to drop you off?
Right here is fine.
Question. What will the woman probably do? 2. I wish they would include service in the bill. I never know how much to leave.
If you're satisfied with the service, leave 17%.
Question. How much service charge does the woman suggest the man pay?
3. Would you mind if we discuss tomorrow's agenda before dinner this evening?
Not at all. I certainly don't want to talk about it during our meal.
Question.When will they probably discuss the agenda?
4. Are men's suits on the 7th floor?
No, they are here on the 6th floor. The 7th one is housewares.
Question. Where does the conversation take place?
Part 2. Listen to the long conversation only once. Choose the appropriate letters A through D to answer each question.I don't know why I let you talk me into going. I just don't like violence.
I didn't realize there would be quite so much. They just told me that it was about how two cops track down drug dealers. I thought we would enjoy a good action movie. Despite everything, though, the story was good.
Yes, it was very exciting and well written, and I must admit that the acting was superb.
I agree.Everyone in the movie played a convincing role. Tom Cruise performed especially well compared with his last movie.
What I enjoyed most, though, was the scenery. Those shots of the Africa were absolutely breathtaking.
I guess they were nice, but I was so much interested in the story that I didn't notice the scenery. I like gripping drama, even if it is violent.
I don't mind suspense, but I really don't see the need to show all the bloods and guts.
But that's life. You can't hide from reality.
I know, but when I go to a movie, I want to be entertained.
Questions. 1. Why does the woman object to the movie?
2. Which word does the woman use to describe the acting?
3. Why didn't the man notice the scenery?
4. What is the story of the movie?
Section B. Listen to a passage 3 times. Fill in the blanks 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks 8 to 11, fill in the words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words.
People traveling long distances frequently have to decide...whether they would prefer to go by land, sea, or air. Hardly anyone can positively enjoy sitting in a train for more than a few hours. Train compartments soon get crowded and stuffy. It is almost impossible to take your mind off the journey. Reading is only a partial solution. During the day, sleep comes in snatches. At night, when you really wish to go to sleep, you rarely manage to do so.Inevitably, you arrive at your destination almost exhausted. Long car journeys are even less pleasant, for it is quite impossible even to read. On motorways you can, at least, travel safely at high speeds, but the greater part of the journey is spent on narrow, bumpy roads that are crowded with traffic. By comparison, trips by sea offer a great variety of civilized comforts.You can stretch your leg on the spacious decks, play games, swim, meet interesting people, and enjoy good food. However, if the sea is rough, you are likely to get seasick. Even if you travel in ideal weather, sea journeys take a long time. Airplanes have the reputation of being dangerous, although they have the grave disadvantage of being the most expensive form of transport.Nothing matches them for speed and comfort. Traveling at a height of 30,000 feet, far above the clouds, and at over 500 miles an hour is really an unimaginable experience. For a few hours, you settle back in a deep armchair to enjoy the flight. An airplane offers you an unusual and breathtaking view of the world. If the landscape is hidden from view, you can enjoy the extraordinary sight of unbroken cloud plains that stretch out for miles before you, while the sun shines brilliantly in a clear sky. The journey is usually so smooth that there is nothing to prevent you from reading or sleeping. You will not have to spend the next few days recovering from a long and arduous journey. People traveling long distances frequently have to decide whether they would prefer to go by land, sea, or air. Hardly anyone can positively enjoy sitting in a train for more than a few hours. Train compartments soon get crowded and stuffy. It is almost impossible to take your mind off the journey. Reading is only a partial solution. During the day, sleep comes in snatches. At night, when you really wish to go to sleep, you rarely manage to do so. Inevitably, you arrive at your destination almost exhausted. Long car journeys are even less pleasant, for it is quite impossible even to read. On motorways you can, at least, travel safely at high speeds, but the greater part of the journey is spent on narrow, bumpy roads that are crowded with traffic. By comparison, trips by sea offer a great variety of civilized comforts. You can stretch your leg on the spacious decks, play games, swim, meet interesting people, and enjoy good food. However, if the sea is rough, you are likely to get seasick. Even if you travel in ideal weather, sea journeys take a long time. Airplanes have the reputation of being dangerous, although they have the grave disadvantage of being the most expensive form of transport. Nothing matches them for speed and comfort. Traveling at a height of 30,000 feet, far above the clouds and at over 500 miles an hour is really an unimaginable experience. For a few hours, you settle back in a deep armchair to enjoy the flight. An airplane offers you an unusual and breathtaking view of the world. If the landscape is hidden from view, you can enjoy the extraordinary sight of unbroken cloud plains that stretch out for miles before you, while the sun shines brilliantly in a clear sky. The journey is usually so smooth that there is nothing to prevent you from reading or sleeping. You will not have to spend the next few days recovering from a long and arduous journey. People traveling long distances frequently have to decide whether they would prefer to go by land, sea, or air. Hardly anyone can positively enjoy sitting in a train for more than a few hours. Train compartments soon get crowded and stuffy. It is almost impossible to take your mind off the journey. Reading is only a partial solution. During the day, sleep comes in snatches. At night, when you really wish to go to sleep, you rarely manage to do so. Inevitably, you arrive at your destination almost exhausted. Long car journeys are even less pleasant, for it is quite impossible even to read. On motorways you can, at least, travel safely at high speeds, but the greater part of the journey is spent on narrow, bumpy roads that are crowded with traffic. By comparison, trips by sea offer a great variety of civilized comforts. You can stretch your leg on the spacious decks, play games, swim, meet interesting people, and enjoy good food. However, if the sea is rough, you are likely to get seasick. Even if you travel in ideal weather, sea journeys take a long time. Airplanes have the reputation of being dangerous, although they have the grave disadvantage of being the most expensive form of transport, nothing matches them for speed and comfort. Traveling at a height of 30,000 feet, far above the clouds and at over 500 miles an hour is really an unimaginable experience. For a few hours, you settle back in a deep armchair to enjoy the flight. An airplane offers you an unusual and breathtaking view of the world. If the landscape is hidden from view, you can enjoy the extraordinary sight of unbroken cloud plains that stretch out for miles before you, while the sun shines brilliantly in a clear sky. The journey is usually so smooth that there is nothing to prevent you from reading or sleeping. You will not have to spend the next few days recovering from a long and arduous journey.